if it's out there, it will get in because people are they come to work before they know that they have it or they don't have any symptoms. So that's something that you know that you can't deal with. What you can deal with is realizing that people will have to be off work and that you will need cover for them, and finding, you know, building resilience, what they call resilience, into the system, or an excess of it. Anybody that works in healthcare generally knows that it works at sort of 100% capacity. There's no spare capacity. There's no extra people. When somebody's sick, somebody else has to work twice as hard to cover them. There isn't another person that you can just pull on to do it. And that's where the fault is, that, you know, thousands of people did volunteer to help. They were willing to help, and nobody seems to have tapped into that. As the hospital started to go back to doing the elective work, they needed more staff, so they were going to be covering them. It's finding the right people and having them in the right place at the right time, and having people that are, you need obviously nurses to do nursing tasks, but a lot of the jobs that nurses do could be done by healthcare assistants, and people could have been trained up over the summer to do that type of work. And there doesn't seem to have been any effort to take people, say, from the hospitality industry that would be very good at doing the cleaning and that type of work in nursing homes. I'm sure those people would be very glad to do that work,